Welcome back to the Gus Bradley Show. And this week, Gus, the Indianapolis Colts game two, a division opponent. And from me watching film, correct me if I'm wrong, I noticed a little bit of a difference with their offense, because before they wanted to run the ball, throw it when they had to. But it looks like they've recognized that their best player, Andrew Luck, they're going to get him the ball in his hands and allow him to get the ball in the wide receiver's hands and those offensive players often and early.
Yeah, I mean, they've got so many threats, you know, with the tight end Fleener and then the wideouts, Hilton, Reggie Wayne. Obviously you can see they're trying to get them the ball more. Still would like to run the ball to set up the pass, but they are skewing a little bit more towards the pass.
I love watching him because, you know, if you were ever going to put together like a teaching tape for quarterbacks, he does some of those things.
Yeah, he is. He's meticulous about it now. He pays, I mean, we're talking about pay attention to the details. Just this play, you can see how he, you know, he drops back, sets up in the pocket, and then keeps his eyes, his shoulders square, and moves that, you know, with his eyes, trained to see downfield and really hang with receivers, even if they appear to be covered initially, and, you know, has really good poise in the pocket.
Boy, and really moving in the pocket away from where he wants to throw. This is a great throw to Reggie Wayne.
It really is. The accuracy. I mean, accuracy is the key to everything, you know, and as a quarterback. And the poise leads to it.
Boy, and having the ability as a quarterback to throw under pressure, you've got to have it, because I'm going to pause it when he's getting ready to launch the ball right here. And his receiver, which is almost out of the screen, looks like he's being double covered.
Yeah, if anything, you'd throw it to T.Y. Hilton right here coming across. But he has great anticipation and great trust with his receivers, great trust right here with Fleener. Obviously a guy that he worked with at Stanford, and that's carried over to the NFL.
And how about the trust with the linebacker blitzing up the middle, knowing that he's got a blocker in Ahmad Bradshaw that's going to pick him up because he never flinches.
And that's just it, the great trust. And, you know, even it's not the perfect form here, throwing on your heels, but just the anticipation, the knowing that the route's going to come open, and the trust with the offensive line and his in protection.
And his knowledge of the routes, you know, on any particular play, I think this is a perfect example, because at the top of the screen is T.Y. Hilton, which is his explosive receiver. And he's trying to get a sluggo, slant go. So it's kind of a double move with the pump there, but he recognizes that it's not there, and then he comes right back to the next guy.
Well, and this is, sluggo seam, they call this. You know, fake the slant up top, and he gets the slant and go, but really he's looking back here to the seam. And, you have some indicators, you know, getting the logo area, they like to take shots. But this play, this pass and catch, it just seems really easy. And here it's against, you know, one of the better defensive teams in New England.
And Reggie Wayne has still got it.
He does. His speed, people maybe talk about his speed and how he's slowing down a little bit. But just a tremendous receiver, tremendous route runner. And I think he's really elevated the play of all the receivers around him.
And the tight end, Kobe Fleener, they're getting kind of, I guess you could say, creative with him, because they're splitting him out a lot. Here he is at the bottom of the screen against, is it Brandon Browner, your old quarterback?
Yeah, Brandon Browner. Well, you know, normally the tight end, you know, trips formations to the two receiver side. Here they displace him. They put him away from the three receiver side, a formation we call as triples. And it really isolates it, forces a team to make a decision. Do you bring a safety and come over here and go man? Do you leave a corner on a man? And they're really looking at the matchup. And, you know, not many times do you attack a corner with the size of Brandon Browner, but they feel comfortable with that.
And once again, at the bottom of the screen, this is, again, Kobe Fleener against Brandon Browner. And instead of going over the top, when Brandon Browner, obviously this is later in the game, recognizes, hey, I got beat over the top the last time, and the awareness to throw back shoulder.
It really is. And if you go back, you know, he's looking at the initial setup. I mean, here's a split safety look, and normally on a split safety look, you would not come down to the one receiver side. But he sees the safety roll down to the hash. He knows he now has single receiver, and he goes to the one receiver side. Just very sharp, very smart player. Really has a great handle of the offense.
Great challenge.
It's a great challenge for him.